What is up, everybody? It is Wednesday. That means we're doing the Pick'em Show, and this is the first week that Ryan is joining me. He's going to be with me every day. This is a joint effort. I did my first one last week, and I was like, I need someone to talk to during this thing. It got weird. But first of all, big shout out to Quick Trip, sponsoring the show, sponsoring everything on my page. So right now, the Quick Trip is doing Packer points. So you can every dollar you spend at Quick Trip is a Packer point. You can use those points to get in sweepstakes when they got a truck. They got a bunch of, I think, Packer memorabilia. I can't say that word, dude. I gotta practice it. But and they got lots of cool stuff. So check out the Quick Rewards app and check out Packer points and learn how you could have good things happen in your life. You know what I mean? So what is up, Ryan? First, welcome. Being we're teammates now.
Yeah, we're gonna make people a lot of money today.
Yeah, that's all I want to do. Anyone who follows my advice, I'm like way down there. I was like looking what place I was in. I was just scrolling. I was like, that's too much. It's a lot. If you have to scroll three times, then like you're not doing well.
I'm going to promise people money today, and we're going to get death threats on Monday.
That's what I think is so funny about me. I'm like not known as like being like, or everyone's asking me questions. But I got a fantasy football show and a pick'em league. Like, no one should ever listen to me. But that's why I just get smart people to come with me. And picks are, like, so all over the place. Like, right. Who knows? Like, yeah. I mean, I know that I don't know, but, like, someone probably does. Before we get into this week's picks, there was a pretty good game that we watched on Sunday. You know, I should have had that graph, but NFL Network, everyone picked the Bears to win. That is not what happened. Made smart people look stupid, and stupid people look smart. I don't know about stupid people, but me for sure. Because I was like, I knew that if the Packers lost, my phone would have started on fire. Like, everyone was just been waiting, but it didn't. So then I was the one that got to talk trash. But what did you think about the game? I'm assuming that you liked it.
I don't think I've been that jacked up watching a game in a long time, man. I mean, we whooped up on the Vikings last year. I wasn't nearly halfway as excited as I was in this game. When Quay Walker had that pick six, my son thought I lost my mind. I was running around the house. I just started laughing for like the next 10 minutes. He was getting scared. He's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, I don't know what else to do. I'm so excited. I don't know what else. I'm just staring at my TV, just laughing. So I got over that, and I'm feeling better now.
Yeah, and the one thing that I like, one of my favorite things is that defensive tackle that ran his mouth about the Packers and Packer fans. You wouldn't have known he was in the game unless someone told you. No. He didn't have one stat. There was no evidence that played.
Nobody would know he was in the NFL if he didn't make that statement.
Yeah, nobody knew who he was. I still don't really know. I know that video is saved on my phone. Actually, I have it right here if we wanted to watch it. I'm going to have that thing. I'm just going to bring it up every now and again. Maybe count his stats throughout the year. But I don't know why. I kind of feel like he took a shot directly at me. He's like, half of them don't even know anything. I'm like, hey! don't point me out. But Jordan Love looked good. I think more than just like his stats, he looked poised. And when he dropped that ball, he picked it up. Like, a lot of guys just fall on it. They panic. Like, that's what I do when I drop stuff. just jump on it. I know.
Like my soup.
Yeah, but he picked that thing up so like smooth, like looked downfield. He knew, where everyone was supposed to be. Obviously, he threw that thing. That's the type of stuff that like I was watching for, like how poised, how like just like he's supposed to be there type of thing. Not all jittery, not like me during a podcast. But what did you think about his game?
No, he looks good. I mean, he's got a little bit of inaccuracy, which we've been seeing for a long time. Seems like that goes away by halftime, and he just becomes a freaking animal. But aside from that, yeah, he's extremely confident. He knows exactly where to go with the ball. And so far, the inaccuracy hasn't gone right into the hand of defenders. So as long as he can keep that ball safe, I don't really mind if he misses a couple passes.
Yeah, I liked what they did at first with Aaron Jones. It kind of went away from it. I don't know if someone's mom called, like, yo, go back to what you were doing before. But I got Aaron Jones, I think, looked great. A.J. Dillon, a lot of people are talking about. But I saw a stat like A.J. Dillon, like his numbers like fly up in the later games, like winter. That's when he's used. But I think this running game is going to be huge. They got to stick with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyways, we'll get to the picks now. All right. Everyone heard what both of us thought about that game. But yeah, so let's get to the picks. I spent like 2 hours on some graphics, so I want to see a lot of comments saying how great these graphics are. It's like ESPN is probably going to hit me up like, hey, can you do our graphics for us? But here we go. The first game, we have the Vikings at the Eagles. I'm going to open up my app to make sure I think we know who I'm picking on this one anyways. But I'll let you go first. Viking and Eagles, who do you got?
So I've actually got, I don't know if we're going all the way score predictions or what, but I've got Philadelphia Eagles winning and kind of handily. I got it 30-20 Philadelphia Eagles.
There you go. You got score. I don't have score predictions, but I'll agree with that. I think the Eagles, I didn't really watch the Vikings game. I saw like one drive and they were looking good. Then they lost. So that was awesome. But I don't think I'll be picking for the Vikings. Actually, I think I picked them last week. And they screwed me. Yeah. And that's what I hate about doing picks. It's like, obviously, I'm not going to root for the Vikings because of my picks. It's not that serious to me. I'd rather they lose. But like, even in fantasy, I'm in fantasy now. Like, I don't like rooting for teams. Not even because I don't pick fantasy guys that I don't like from rivals. I just can't do it because I don't want to root for them. But even like, if you end up having to root for the Browns or something, like for your pick or whatever, and then they disappoint you, like now it's like, I'm a fan of a good team. I shouldn't have to be devastated that this crap team lost. That
stop getting invested in this nonsense.
Yeah, so like I'm too invested. But that's why I never, like, for fantasy wise, I never pick rivals because I don't want to have to deal with that. Anyways, let's keep it moving. And I'll try to get to this chat too. See people over there. But we got the Ravens at the Bengals. I think to me this is I didn't really watch the Bengals, but I saw that they lost. But like, who do you got here?
This one was really tough. So I've got a system. If I sound really smart saying I got a system here, but so I generate two different scores and they're basically even. And the problem is I was looking a lot at last year, and last year Lamar didn't play half the season. So I'm leaning Cincinnati, but that's just based on last year. If you add in Lamar, it kind of gets a little iffy, but I'm just going to stick with it. I got it 22-20 Cincinnati, but I would not be super surprised if Baltimore won that game.
Yeah, this is one that I was kind of torn between because the Bengals lost. I feel like they're a better team than to start 0-2. I feel like they're going to be like backs against the wall, kind of hungry. But I picked the Ravens, so I'm betting the Bengals win. But I'm picking the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, we need him. I mean, they won, and they won pretty convincingly. Yeah. But I felt like Lamar Jackson could have rushed a few touchdowns is all I'm saying. Yep. That wouldn't have hurt.
I heard all offseason they want to try to get him to stop doing that so much and throw a little more, which I don't know if that's going to negatively impact the offense or what that's going to do, because obviously that's where he's the scariest. But we'll see as the season goes on how that goes.
Yeah, and like just for his longevity, like if
right,
I get that. Like if I paid a guy all that money, I'm probably going to say, you know, chill out every now and again. Although it's craziness, but he's fun to watch. All right, let's keep her moving. We got the Colts at Texans. This is a game that everyone is looking forward to. This is a game that everyone is just pumped for. It was hard to Google, you know. I didn't even know these dudes. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you got the two rookies, so that's cool, yeah. I guess.
I was trying to think for every game, I was like trying to get like the premier player, you know.
Sure.
And some of these teams, I was like, who is it? I don't know. I had to go look.
Don't have any.
And I knew, but I forgot. I was like, who's on that team? But Colts,
but like Peyton Manning up there.
That's what I thought about doing, is just like instead of putting players that, or even just put random people, see if anyone notices. But who do you got in this game?
All right, so low scoring game, as you can imagine. I got it 19-17 Colts.
All right. Yeah, I don't really have anything to say about them, but yeah, I picked the Colts too. I don't know anything about either of these teams, really. I don't even think I watched. I think it was on TV, but I wasn't paying attention because like these two teams I could not possibly care any less about, but I hope, you know, hope you guys enjoyed it if you had to watch it.
Yeah, they're both complete garbage. I just think Indy's defense is slightly better, so I gave them a slight edge.
There you go. We got Jets at the Cowboys. This isn't going to be as exciting as once thought, but...
Yeah, right.
What do you got?
Well, not surprisingly, I got Dallas winning the game. Probably not by as big of a margin as a lot of people would have, but I got it 22-16 Dallas. Obviously, the Jets defense is pretty ferocious, but I still got Dallas winning the game.
Yeah, I could see it being closer than a lot of people think because, and like Zach Wilson, he you know, he got to watch Aaron Rodgers for a couple weeks. I mean, I don't know how much that helped him, but and I wonder if Aaron Rodgers is going to be out there like on a sideline helping him. I don't know how it works. Like, does he just own that team now? He's like, hey, I'm calling plays now. That'd be awesome to see.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah. I was thinking about that for next year. Like, I don't think he's going to want to retire, but maybe he doesn't really want to play. So maybe he just kind of like, I'm just going to be the backup, call all the plays. I'm the new offensive coordinator. I'm going to hang out with Hackett. It'd be a pretty fun gig for him.
I think that would be interesting. And like a practice, like if he did want to try to go into coaching.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that those top players want to go into coaching because there's so many hours, whatever. They can just do whatever they want.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, I'm picking the Cowboys, obviously. They won big the other day. I watched that game. I rewatched it. I wasn't overly impressed. They had like some good stuff happen go their way. But I think the Cowboys are in position like this season for sure to like, if they're ever going to do something, this should be the year. I mean, they're not most of like the juggernauts are in the AFC besides the Packers. Know what I mean? All right. Now we go to the Raiders at Bills.
Raiders Bills?
I had this Davante Adams picture in my phone. I've used it before. But yeah, people listen on a podcast like, what's he talking about? I'm sorry for that. But Raiders at Bills, who do you got?
I hate to do it to Devontae, but I've got Buffalo stomping out Las Vegas 30-20.
30-20. Yeah. I'm surprised you made it that close. I think it's going to be I think the Bills are going to be fired up too, because like Josh Allen said that. He lost that. They lost the game because of him. That was not like, because I've been hyping up the Bills. I think the Bills, like, I don't know if I picked them to go to the Super Bowl, but like I have them up there. Like, I think that they should be. Like, I feel like they should be making steps and they should be in a Super Bowl. But after watching that game, like, I don't even know how I do picks. But yeah, I'm taking the Bills here. But shout out to Devontae, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. He'll be all right. He's rich.
He really stepped in it right there when he went there. But we got the Packers at the Falcons. Falcons, I watched their game and I thought they were trash. Like, I know that people were like saying like, well, it's a tough game. Well, I get it, because no game is like a gimme, but anyways, I think they're trash, especially protection. Like, I feel like Rashawn Gary can just go out there and every time he's on the field, he'll just get a sack. But who do you got? I mean, I know.
Yeah. I mean, they got, we were talking about this yesterday when we were doing our stream. They've got like one good player at every position. Not two. They got like one good corner, one good safety, one good linebacker, one good defensive tackle. So they got some pieces, but they've also got a ton of holes. I do have Green Bay winning, not by a ton. I got a 25-23 Green Bay.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know if I see it being close, but like, I don't know. Any game could be close. Any game could be a blow. Like the Cowboys, like I feel like that game was just, stuff started happening. Like with the Quay Walker pick, like stuff like that starts happening, stuff starts rolling. It's not always going to happen that way, but I definitely think that the Packers win this. Here we go. We got Giants at Cardinals. Another game I know everyone is really intrigued with. It's like probably the game of the week. But who do you got?
Man, Giants quarterback just looks such a doof, man.
Dude, he does. He looks like someone you just are behind at Walmart.
Giants are good at picking those guys. I mean, they go from Eli to that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He looks very excited, too, to be on the show with us.
He's just happy to be there, man, yeah. For sure. I got the Giants winning. Again, probably not as big as a lot of people would expect, and I don't know how this is even going to happen, but I've got Arizona scoring 21 points and the Giants 25.
Yeah, I picked the Giants. I couldn't remember because, like, it's so – even, like, yeah, this is going to be, to me, two trash teams.
Right.
And like, who's going to be the trashiest that day?
That has to be one of the least interesting games. Like I said, like even the other one, you got the rookies. Like, I would check out Colts Houston just to see how they're doing. I can't imagine a single thing in this game. Like, if you gave me $10, I'd be like, nah, dude, just keep it. I'm good.
Yeah. And didn't Daniel Jones just get like a big old contract? And like when I saw that, I was like, did I like lose grip with what football is? Cause like, I didn't know he was good.
He's like the worst kind of quarterback you can have, where it's like, we got to kind of pay him cause he's okay. And maybe if we put some pieces around him, he's like Andy Dalton, you know, You just keep him around, hoping that things can get better, hoping if we can put a better team around him, we could do better. He is the exact, he is exactly mediocre.
Yeah.
He's Mac Jones and just the rest of these. It's the worst thing. I'd rather have just a horrible quarterback and be like, all right, that was stupid. Let's go get a new guy, than to have a guy like this that's going to win you 8 games every year.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's like they're afraid if they let him go that they'll just be like no quarterbacks and they'll be in purgatory forever. So like, well, we can be like kind of average with him. So like, we don't want to, you know, go full Chicago Bear on him and not have a quarterback for 30 years.
Or you could be like the Bears, have a terrible quarterback and not let him go. That's the third option, I guess.
Yeah, they like to do that. We got Commanders at the Broncos. Commanders, I ain't gonna lie, I had to go look at their roster. I was like, what is going on over there? But
who we got here? Who am I looking at here?
Yeah, I actually couldn't even tell you that guy is. I forget his name. I had to Google him. But this should be another exciting game. Actually, I'm kind of interested in the Broncos a little bit, how bad Russell Wilson was last year. Like, I assume I have him on my fantasy team. He's not a starter or nothing, but he's there. You guys want to trade for him.
Phil Jones says Daniel Jones is like McDonald's fries, which is a really rough insult because those things suck. Also, good chance that Daniel Jones is Phil's nephew, so maybe just it's a family thing. They don't get along too good.
Yeah, maybe that could be it. It's like
that guy's a jerk.
He doesn't come home ever after he got his money. Won't answer his phone no more.
Won't give me Christmas gifts.
So yeah, we got Steve said it's going to be the Broncos. Who do you got?
I have got it Washington 18-17. So maybe the least interesting score ever. So yeah, I'll watch that game.
I'll do the same, but I'll swap it. I think the Broncos are winning. I have no reason to think that. I just think that the Commanders, the fact that I had to Google the whole team. I mean, not that it means anything, because like, not like I'm over here. I've been trying to start to watch film a little bit. Like I rewatch games because I got the YouTube TV now.
Yeah.
And so you can just watch a recap. So you can watch a game in like 10 minutes. It's pretty awesome. And still I pick up my phone when I'm watching a trash game. I'm like scrolling. Oh, it's over. I missed the whole thing. Oh, that's good stuff. All right, on to the next one. We got Browns at the Steelers.
Another very close one. I have Cleveland beating Pittsburgh 21-20.
Yeah, I have Cleveland on top too. I don't know. What do you do? Steelers looked bad last week.
Yeah, I kind of like Pittsburgh. I've been hyping up their quarterback for a long time, and he made me look like an idiot. I was thinking he's gonna take a big step, and they got their wide receiver, Pickens and Pickett. It's gonna be a thing, and they just look like trash. But fortunately, everybody looked like trash, so that's why I'm not paying too much attention to Week 1. Focusing more on last year, and we'll just kind of see how it goes. I'm still not giving up hope on Pittsburgh, but I don't know. In this game, I just got not yet for Pittsburgh, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's rough at the beginning of the year too, because you just don't know. Like, there's teams that you think are gonna be good, they lose. And you're like, oh, they'll bounce back, and then they know, next thing you know, they're 0-4, like 1-5 or something. Like, oh, that'll happen. You know what I mean? The Bears are the only team that stays consistent, just sucking.
I love the Bears so much.
Dude, it's always just there in the back pocket. Just to rip them, you know what I mean? Beautiful thing. You got Seahawks at the Lions. This is a good screen right here. This one looks good, I feel like.
That's a pretty one. I've got Detroit, unfortunately, winning again, 28-26. Hopefully I'm very, very wrong about that. But Lions, I did not think the Lions looked super good in Week 1. But I also think they're going to look better than they did. If I was just going based on Week 1, I'd be like, that team's trash. But I think they're going to kind of get into a rhythm and start going here. 28-26 Detroit.
Yeah, I got the Lions winning too. I feel like they're like, especially winning Week 1 the way they did, like prime time, they're all going to be hyped up. I feel like their best is going to be played right here. And unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong. And I hate saying I hope I'm wrong, because I always make fun of the hope I'm wrong people. They'll say the stupidest thing, like, Jordan Love is hot trash, but I hope I'm wrong. That's just like a back door. We'll be like, well, I'm glad I was wrong. Like, no, because then if you were right, you'd have been like, I told you. So then when you're wrong, I will remind you. Dude, I spent like that whole night after the game going on my Facebook, all the posts from like weeks and 2 weeks away back, and everyone who said some stupid stuff about the Packers, like Jordan Love sucking and Packers going to get whooped, I was just sending him GIFs. I was sending him all types of stuff.
I was more ruthless toward Packer fans who've been trashing this team than Bears fans or Vikings fans or anyone else. Bears fans are supposed to trash our team. Packer fans who've been spending 3 years trashing Gutekunst and Love, that just drives me nuts. I hate that so much. I basically, if that was you, I hope you didn't enjoy this game. I hope you didn't enjoy it, and I hope we win all these games, and I hope you're miserable through the whole thing. You're not allowed to enjoy it. You didn't want this. You fought against this. So you sit there and you fold your arms and you shut up. That's it. You don't get to enjoy this. This is our party. We suffered through it. We waited. We trusted. We're enjoying it. That's my thought.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because first of all, there's so many Packer fans who are just like, because it's one game. I get it. It's one game. But they were acting like, you know, Jordan Love's a bust and he's a bum and he can't get it. You know, he played right. As good as he needed to play. Like
on nothing. Based on he looked not super great at in college. Dude, Bears fans are the ones that are talking about college, trying to convince me that Justin Fields is good despite being bad his entire career because, well, he was good in college. It doesn't matter, stupid. It doesn't matter. You got to move past that. That's not the point. And if you never mind, let's move on. We'll go on with the picks. It's fine.
Yeah, because I used to be good in high school too. Not at sports, but like there was some stuff. Nothing to help me in life, but here we go. We got up next. We got the Chargers at the Titans. That was a pretty good speech. I'm already thinking about clipping that thing. You know what I mean? But we got. Now my phone is like frozen. But I don't know who I picked there.
Chargers,
but
Chargers, Titans. I have another close one. I have the Chargers beating the Tennessee Titans 22-20.
Yeah, okay. I got my phone back here now. Chargers. I got the Chargers win that game. And again, that's like Herbert. I kind of like him. I'm not sure
what he's doing. Good.
Yeah, so Titans, I don't know. These my expert opinion, I'll just say Chargers so that the less you say, the less dumb you can look. You know what I mean? We'll try to get this chat to this next one. We got Ravens. Did we already do
that one already? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew I had a copy in here. That double. Nothing gets by us. We got the Saints and we got the Panthers here. What do you got in that one?
I wish I had some bigger scores here, but I got 20-19 New Orleans beats Carolina.
20-19. All right.
Yeah.
I can't even find it on here. I tried going in order, but I got the Saints in this one. I would actually like to see Carr like do some stuff this year. I feel like the way he got kind of like, I wouldn't say tosso because it's a business, but like his Devontae kind of went there in part because he was there. So I feel like they're like, hey, yeah, help us get your guy over here. And then as soon as he got, they're like, all right, now you got to get out though. We can't, you have to go. Can't have you. But I'm taking the Saints in that one.
Yeah, I think the Saints could have a pretty good team this year. But
I think next week I'll try to do the scores like you. I think it makes it more fun. I think it makes
it is more fun. I wish I had more that I could say about it, but I didn't generate the score predictions based on looking at the team. I did it based on like statistics. So I don't have a whole lot of like, yeah, I think because of like Derek Carr. I don't freaking know, man. I haven't looked at Derek. I don't even know what he did last week. I couldn't tell you. So
me neither.
You work on scores, I'll work on looking at the teams, and we'll see if we can be a little bit more informative in this show next week.
Yeah. And if my picks are going horribly bad, I might just start picking teams based on how much I hate the fan bases.
Yeah. That's
I wonder how that would work. Like for a whole year, you just pick it based on how you like the fan base. Like I like that fan base a little bit more. Those guys are dicks. But did we do this one yet? No, we didn't do this one yet. Dolphins at Patriots.
Again, almost identical to a lot of these scores, but I have Miami beating New England 22-21. A lot of very close, low scoring games I have.
Yeah, I got the Dolphins win, too. I feel like they feel like this is their time. I see a lot of smart people talking about the Dolphins. I don't know if they're right. I don't like the cast away Belichick. I feel like he finds a way, but he's got to have players at some point. I think the Dolphins are winning this. I think they probably win by like 10 points. I don't know what the score is going to be, but throw a number out there.
You got a good offense. If Bill Belichick can't get that defense to shut him down, then you could see Miami run away with it for sure.
Did you see that Dolphins game? How did Tua look? You watch?
I didn't watch, no. I saw the Packer game, and that's pretty
much it. It was probably at the same time. Yeah, I went by and watched. But even when you watch it fast, you really don't learn that much, unless you're, like, smart and pause it, and, like you're watching film. I wasn't. I was drinking beer. We got the Bears at the Bucks, and I gave Justin Fields a great picture here on the graphic.
Bears and Bucks, I have Tampa Bay winning 24-19 as Chicago goes to 0-2.
Yeah, I got the Bucks winning. I don't have to look at this one. I don't think I'll pick the Bears all season. I think that this is a game that if they didn't suck, that they could win. Like if they were a team that can bounce back, because I don't know how you bounce back from that. You basically the whole offseason. That's what's funny. Like just Justin Fields quotes. Like we're not gonna get beat up by them no more. From now on, we're gonna do the beating up. I'm like, dude, where's the cold takes on that one? I want to send it to them. But their whole team, you know, and that was like, so that was like their whole thing this whole offseason that we're taking over. We're not going to get beat by them. And then right out the gate, they get kicked in the face.
Not going to take it anymore.
I know the way they said it too was funny. Like, we're it's not so going to get beat up by them. It's like when you're a bully beats you up every day on the way home from school. You're like, this time I'm not going to cut through Mrs. Johnson's yard and run away like a little girl. I'm gonna fight him. And then, a couple minutes later, you're running 3 yards.
And then you get the crap beat out of you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just how my childhood went. I don't. But, I'm taking the Bucks in that one. I think that will be probably be a fun game to watch. I'd like to watch this. And we got the Chiefs and the Jaguars. Two opposite, I feel, quarterbacks. Could not be any more opposite. At least by the looks, for sure. Looks like, California. Wind blowing, kind of Clay Matthews on a quarterback. And then Patrick Mahomes. I love Patrick Mahomes. Like, especially like during the game, like when he gets fired up, because when you see him in commercials or wherever, he's always like, oh, gee whiz, he's all happy. You see him on a sideline just yelling. I like him. But who do you got in this one?
Fabio versus Kermit the Frog. I have Kansas City with a big bounce back game. I hope Travis Kelce plays. I haven't looked at his status. He's my tight end in fantasy. He better freaking be playing this week. But I got it 29-23 Kansas City.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are winning. And Kelce is my fantasy tight end too, and everyone made fun of me. they're like, oh, you get whatever. People at work are mean. But I'm hoping he plays too. But I think the Chiefs are gonna bounce back. I don't think good teams don't
I can't see them like going 0-2.
No, I can't see that. Yeah, I'd be very surprised. All right. So here we go. We got one more. Here we go. Niners at the Rams. Look at these quarterbacks right here. It's like they're cousins, and they're very happy. They just found out that they're in the will. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So I've got one of the beatings of the week. San Francisco is going to beat LA 26-15.
Yeah, I don't have to look for that one either, because I have the Niners winning. Niners came out swinging week one. I didn't see that game because I saw that they did well. I don't need to watch that.
I wish it wasn't, because I hate the Niners. I mean, I almost more so, or at least as much as a lot of our division rivals. I can't stand this team, but I don't think the Rams are going to be the team that's going to put them in their place.
No, I don't like the Niners at all either, because a lot of Niner fans come after me. And then I have to act like a Bears fan and just like, I don't know what to say to that. I got to start bringing up like other stuff. That's what Bears fans do. Yeah, well, you haven't won since the 90s. That's what I got to say. That's all I can say. Because they have us. They beat us in the playoffs. Yeah. And I don't like to.
They're a good football team. And they haven't had a quarterback ever. So that's really scary.
Yeah, they're going to be like, I feel like, come playoff time, unfortunately, they're going to be a team that anyone, hopefully the Packers, are going at. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Trying to go through some of these comments to see if anyone said anything clever. But I appreciate you all tuning in live. But be sure to check out the Packernet podcast. Packernet podcast puts out a podcast every day for people who don't know. A lot of people do. And Ryan over here and a lot of other good people, some maybe better, I don't know. putting out good stuff. But that's it. Those are our picks. And if you're not part of the Pick'em League, be sure to join it, all right? And you too could feel stupid like we do. Is there anything you want to say to wrap this thing up?
I don't think so. I'm looking forward to kind of hanging on to this. I have a really bad habit of being like, all right, that's done, and then just deleting it. So I got to remember not to do that, so we can kind of go back and look at it next week and see how we did. So make sure you keep track of yours too. I just look forward to learning a little bit more about these teams and coming back next week.
Yeah, and I meant to put a graphic up, because every week we're going to put a graphic up. People who are in that, like, the top five type of spots. Today there's four people who are tied. I made a post about it, but I forgot to get the graphic for this thing. But I'll do that next week. But shout out to those people. And there we go. We are out of here. Ryan will be back next Wednesday every week. Here we go. We're out. Wrong one.